Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Happy Thursday, party people. Just trying to bring in our boy Double Z, Zigzag.
Double Z's here.
Cool. I found the secret, dude. I found the secret.
What's the secret?
We shouldn't even call in before the show starts. Just wait till it starts. Watch the clock. And when it hits, like, when it starts, then call in, because we're going to get kicked off anyway. So instead of scrambling, just wait till it starts and then call in. So I called in right in the middle of the intro.
They are some tricky cusses.
Yeah, aren't they?
Are they not? You couldn't even fuck up their fuck up.
No. You think two fuck ups
nice
would,
try, though.
Would write itself, but no.
I admire your effort for trying to circumvent the fuck up, but we now know that it cannot be done.
Indeed. Now, I have no video
you
of you.
Wrote,
can you see me?
I don't have any video of you either.
Nah, me either. And when I try to do it, it doesn't work. Of course, something's got. Oh, wait, here we go.
There we go.
There's me.
There's Jew.
Shalom.
Hey, wait a minute. No bandana. I didn't even recognize you.
That didn't work out today. The bandana is just for sweat management.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Is it? You are a beast. The Rufus is on fire. See what I did there?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Quality stuff. Quality.
National anthem.
So what's new, Roof? Talk to me. What's going on?
Nothing's new. Have you ever tried to deal with MIDI devices on your recording software?
Funny you say that, because your MIDI post reminded me a lot of my wireless printer that at work and a scanner that I have.
Yeah.
It only goes down when I desperately need it to work.
Well, you know what's funny?
It's like it can sense my frustration.
Is before I even posted that on Facebook, my little mini rant about MIDI, is I thought, I'm like, the only two things that have never been improved upon in the history of, like, computer compatibility and shit, is you can't, with MIDI devices and printers, you can't just plug them in and have them fucking work. Printers always fuck up. Even a brand new one you buy today, made last week, will always fuck up and never fucking work the way it should. Printers and MIDI devices.
You know what?
I don't get it.
It will work when I don't need it to.
Mm.
But if I have, like, an impending project that a guy's like, I need to see that 20-page pamphlet stat. And I'm like, sure, I'll come right over. Let me print it out. Somehow it takes me, like, 3.5 hours to fucking print it out, and they just assume that I went on a drinking lunch.
Right. No, you're right.
I don't realize I did, but I just drank at my desk at my office. I didn't have to go out anywhere to do it.
When you have time to kill, the printer works, but whenever you're, like, walking out the door and you're like, oh, I forgot to print that thing, no, you may as well quit your job.
If my daughter wanted to print a gingerbread man to color, no problem. If I need something to help pay the electric bill, I can guarantee you it will not work.
Right, exactly. Well, if I'd been in here goofing off and accidentally hit my keyboard, it would have made a lot of sound and scared the fuck out of me. But I actually came up with a cool riff, and I was like, I wonder how that sound on piano. So I came in here, and 2 hours later, can't get a single fucking note out.
And then can't remember the riff.
No, it's vapor. It's gone. Of course.
Bastards. You know what? I've been trying MIDI, dude, ever since, Jesus Christ. You remember that Miracle piano playing system?
Mm-hmm.
That we had at Roehampton?
Yeah.
That has a MIDI port on the back. And before I even met you, when I lived over on the east side by St. Edwards, I was trying to experiment with MIDI. And apparently you need like 50 fucking guitar techs and a couple of engineers to help you do that, because I spent hours and hours and bought probably $500 worth of fucking cables that never helped me do anything. And if you go to...
Right.
If you go to the guitar store and tell the guy I'm trying to hook up a MIDI or something, he's like, oh, sure, dude, this is all you need to do. And he'll sell you a bunch of shit. And when you get back to your house, it doesn't work. Guaranteed.
Right. And it hasn't improved. The only thing that's changed is the cord. Like back then, it was probably a cord that's like an instrument cord. Now it's a USB cord.
Yeah.
But still, you plug it in and now nothing fucking works. You can't make any music at all.
I love the way you likened it to the fact that you bumped it and did like a series of things that were probably all wrong, and somehow it started working, and you could never duplicate that ever again.
No, you
because
can't.
Because that's how my printer is.
Exactly, printers and MIDI. I don't know what the deal is. Get your fucking shit together, you technology people.
I wonder if printers and MIDI were created by the same jackass who is obviously passive-aggressive.
Yeah, he is. He wants to take it out on everybody. He just won't tell us what it is.
Call us in with your MIDI troubles at 646-478-0616, and maybe you can walk Rufus through a 2.5-hour tutorial, or I'd like to call it a Rooftorial, on how to do that. How to look that shit up.
I will put you on retainer for MIDI, because I'll need you tomorrow. Whatever you help me fix tonight, when I come to my MIDI setup tomorrow, it will all not work, because that's how MIDI is.
What?
And printers.
Well, I got to a point with that printer, this is so crazy, dude, where I didn't turn off my computer for like 3.5 months, because I knew that when I turned it back on, it wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So I took like 2 weeks off from work. I was just working out of my house instead of my office. And I go back there, and I'm like, dude, good idea. I didn't turn the fucking computer off, you know, because I got some shit to print out right now, of course. So what do? I turn around, I get it all ready to print, and all of a sudden it just comes up and says, printer not found.
Yeah, printer not found. Oh, my God.
Wait, here's the kicker,
Jesus.
Rufus.
Printer
here's
not
the kicker.
Found.
It says first, printer low on toner. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, cool. It obviously is reading that because I knew it needed magenta toner. And I'm like, sweet. And then so I go to print it, and then it goes from low on toner to could not find the printer. Printer is not connected.
Oh, my God. And you got a Mac, but I have to assume that's pretty much similar even with a PC. Is like, okay, it says printer not found. You're like, okay, well, something's wrong. So you open up a window, and you go to, like, the printer thing, and it says enabled, and it says
right.
Properly. Yes. And the lights are on, it's plugged in, and yet somehow printer not found. It's the same with MIDI.
This dude, I got to the point where I was reinstalling the fucking software every time I wanted this fucking printer to work, and then that stopped working.
Yes, exactly.
That's unacceptable. Unacceptable to me.
Printers fuck up.
I even bought another printer. This is so fucking sad, dude. This is how sad my life is. I was so mad, I went to Walmart, like... 3 months ago and bought another printer, right?
Sure.
And it's got to be wireless because I can't have the fucking printer like right on my desk. I guess I could, and I'm probably going to have to from now on, or buy some printer stand with wheels or something super gay that's like left over from the 90s before there was wireless printing. And that one worked for like 3 days and
yeah.
It did the exact same fucking thing.
What is the deal, dude? Let's add that to our R&D list. Make a printer that fucking works. It makes a MIDI chip that works. Plug and play. Plug it in.
Guarantee that.
I mean, that's it. All just plug it in and work for the love of fucking God.
For the love of God. For all that is man.
But it's 2015. Hey. And dude, I was bitching about this in high school when I got my first printer. And I was, are you kidding me? It can't be this tough. It's 1992. They figured this out, right? And here we are, 2015. Printers don't work.
Still can't figure out. No wonder Hewlett-Packard's stock's always in the fucking shitter.
It's because they can't even print it out.
Luckily, they make all their money on toner. Here's a nifty tidbit for you. You know, I found out a way to, you know how it won't print and it says no toner, low on ink or whatever?
Yeah.
I looked online because I was in the middle of a fucking really, really hardcore crunch. And it, of course, I bought this particular printer from Staples. Like 3.5 years ago, and the guy fucking guaranteed me they're always going to stock the toner, right? I'm like, okay, because I'm going to need it, and I can't be fucking around and ordering it and shit.
Right.
Guess what?
Oh, geez.
Like 6 months after I bought it, no toner. They don't carry the fucking toner anymore. Now you got to special order the fucking toner.
And, of course, that employee's long gone. Because he's like...
Yeah, that guy, he's probably doing a fucking 5-8 for probably armed robbery or something now.
He probably sold all the toner out of the back of the shop.
You know what? At the fucking price of it, dude, you can buy a new printer cheaper than you can buy a couple of toner cartridges.
I've done that. I bought a printer because I was out of toner, and I'm like, it's cheaper, and it comes with toner. Fuck it.
Yeah. So I get online. I'm like, dude, it's telling me it won't print, right? It just won't print out of red toner or whatever. I'm like, that's bullshit. I know that there's got to be some left in there. It's all a fucking scam.
Yes.
So I get on and look up how to circumvent, toner is out. Sure enough, someone's got a thing on there. It actually was the Hewlett-Packard site. You push, like, this button twice and this button once and whatever. Dude, I printed on that empty cartridge for, like, 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
That's how much toner people are throwing out. Yeah, exactly. It's like the warranty on my dishwasher went out is, like, 2 days after it was fucking out of warranty.
What if your car was like that?
The dishwasher kicks shit.
Or your car hits a half a tank of gas and won't start. Needs gas. Can't go.
Yeah. Dude, don't even give the gas people or the car people that fucking idea. They're always in cahoots already.
No shit. If they hooked up with the printer and MIDI people, we'd be fucked.
We're fucked anyways. Who are we kidding?
That's true.
Hey, bear with me while I roll a joint here, Rufus.
Not a problem. At this point, dude, it's probably cheaper and less time-consuming if you just hire a scribe to just, like, write down everything you want.
Draw stuff.
Just hire an artist.
I'll hire an animator out of India. Less frustrating. even with the fucking barrier of speech.
That's right. You just point at the screen and be like, make that, or I'll whip you.
I just had an interesting 2-hour conversation with my neighbor.
That sounds like something I'd never want to do.
Yeah, you don't. Here's the deal. This neighbor of mine, I live in a nice neighborhood, right? A decent neighborhood. And unfortunately for me, my grandfather started the neighborhood. And
yeah.
So any lots that are left around here, we still own, right?
Yeah.
But that means by default, when something is going fucked up in the neighborhood,
yeah,
guess who the fucking people come to?
Oh.
Like, I'm the mayor of my fucking neighborhood, a job that I wouldn't want in any fucking capacity.
The mayor of Zigzag Town.
I told my wife last night, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start a fucking shell corporation and put all this property in the shell corporation's name and put it in some other fucking county and then just start writing rude letters to the fucking people that are my neighbors. You know, and you know what I was going to do? I was going to direct them to the Globocorp website where it's just like a circle of not really ever saying what they do or do not do.
That's awesome. You should direct them to Hewlett-Packard.
So my neighbor lady, she had a fire on New Year's Eve. Okay? It's what, the second week of May?
How drunk
was she? She had like a fire in her house. And so the insurance company moves her into a hotel where she's been living for the last 5.5 months. So being the fat, lazy fuck that she is,
mm-hmm,
she basically ignores her house, right? And the neighbors are starting to get pissed. I mean, sure, you know, here's spring come and the yard needs cleaned up and all this shit. So one of my neighbor guys, who I don't know, I have a pretty good idea, calls like the county on the lady, right? And says, hey, this yard is fucking out of whack. Someone needs to come out here. We don't know if this is a bin or whatever. And, you know, in all honesty, no one really did know. So this lady, being the whack job that she is, puts up this sign in her yard, like a banner, dude, like a fucking banner that is 3 foot high by probably 10 feet long.
Sure.
And it says, first of all, she obviously was really mad when she made this banner, had it printed out, because at the top it says, "This is not your business, but you have made it your business.
Oh, geez.
I am paying my mortgage payment and my insurance. I had a fire, so mind your own business."
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And obviously, she's nuts.
Sure.
So, of course, one neighbor comes knocking on my door. You know, have you seen the lady's sign, blah, blah, blah. And I basically told my wife, I'm like, I'm just going to fucking ignore it. I don't feel like dealing with it. I work 20 fucking hours a day anyways.
Uh-huh.
Why in my 4 hours of free time am I like the fucking sheriff of my neighborhood?
The sheriff. Get a horse.
So, I don't do anything yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Then at work today, like, all this shit was going wrong, so I'm all fucking amped up after work, right?
Uh-oh.
And I'm driving by this lady's house, and I see her standing out there, and I'm like, eh! I'm like, if this lady's going to fucking take an attitude with me,
uh-huh,
today I will fucking defend myself. You know what I mean? Usually I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
You're a man.
So, yes, I'm like, today I will be a man, as long as I can run away quickly to get into my house.
I can run faster than a woman, so I'm a man.
Yes, and she's a big woman, let's put it that way.
Great.
So I get out, you know, and I basically say, look, you got to take the sign down. I'm being very nice, you know what I mean? I actually am being very nice because I had read online earlier that's the best approach.
You catch more flies with honey, right? Isn't that how that goes?
Yes. So I go up, and I'm all ready for a fucking battle. I'm like, let's just fucking do this. You know? I'm like, I'm ready. Let's just fucking, today's shit. Today is shit anyways. Might as well fucking get a whole plate of it right in the face. So I start talking to this lady, and I'm being very nice, and she starts getting all animated. I said, look, I'm not here to argue with you. I'm telling you that the bylaws of the neighborhood say take down the fucking sign. I said, I came over here to be neighborly because I don't want to get lawyers involved. I said, if you want to do all that, I'll call my lawyer and we'll just start like that. You know what I mean?
Woo,
first of all, I'm related to my lawyer, so it won't cost me anything. And you can get all mixed up with having to pay someone.
Look at you, the Sheriff Zigzag down.
Yeah, Sheriff Zigzag fucking riding high in his saddle at that moment. And then she lays on me her fucking tragedy story, dude.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Like her failed marriages and where she – because she's only been living in our neighborhood like a year. And like 7 months of it, she wasn't even here.
Is her house destroyed? Why isn't she in the house?
No. The house could have been lived in still.
She's just fucking up the insurance money.
Yeah, no. Right. And then she's like, well, the insurance didn't want to pay me and all this stuff. I said, look, I understand all that shit, but you know what? That doesn't mean you don't fucking mow your yard or plow your driveway. You know, I said, I think that everybody in the neighborhood has been pretty lenient on you. And for you to put up this sign, I said, you're just asking for more trouble. I said, whoever called on you is going to see that sign, know they're getting to you, and just fucking stick it right in your ass. You know, you're just asking for more trouble.
You're getting in her brain.
And, I think that's finally what fucking got to her when I said, look, they're not going to stop.
No.
You're not going to stop someone by putting up some fucking cockamamie sign.
That's clever.
I said, you're just going to piss them off. Yeah, a little reverse psychology, I like to call that. I learned that from Doug Heffernan.
It's like you're like looking out for her. You're like, look, you know, they're already mad. Let's not make it worse. I'm here to help you.
That's what, you know what? And that's the attitude I took when I could see the spark in her face. I think she wanted to cry for a minute. And I was like, that's it you take. I said, you know, this is a good neighborhood, and it's full of good people, and it really is. All my neighbors are really nice, professional people. I said, if you would have come to any of these neighbors and said, hey, you know what, I can't mow my yard, blah, 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 this or that, I said, I guarantee you that two or three people would line up and said, you know what, we're more than happy to help you out.
Sure.
And I said, but taking this fucking attitude where everybody can fuck off, I said, you're just acting like an idiot. I said, you're just going to become the lowest common denominator. I said, people aren't going to want you in this neighborhood, and they're going to fucking make your life shitty anyways.
Wow, look at you.
So I feel like I did my good deed for the day. Two birds with one stone, Ruth. That's what I call that. That lady's not going to poison any of my pets. And I got her to take the sign down.
You're quite the diplomat.
Like that, huh? I should run. I'm thinking about throwing my hat in the ring.
You should.
By that, I mean the Barnum & Bailey circus ring.
She probably...
I meant cock ring.
I was going to say, she probably diddled her being the sheriff of Zigzag Town that night. Can you save me from humiliation?
But that night, dude, that was 20 minutes ago.
Oh, shit. No wonder you're already hitting the fucking weed.
Yeah, I'm all amped up, too, dude. I got to come down off this fucking sheriff high. Now I know why the cops fucking beat up hippies.
Wow.
Too easy to abuse my power. Maybe I'll go there and smack her around a little bit.
You should.
Really show her who's boss.
You should. Take your horse. Ride your
horse. Hold this joint really fucking tight, Rufus. I can't even smoke it. God damn it. See what this lady's fucking affecting my radio show.
Yeah, I know. Get her on. Call her up right now. Let's get her on the show. I dare you. I double dog dare you.
You know what? Sad is by the time I got home, I couldn't even remember her first name. I have no idea what it was.
I can't tell you how many times I've said that.
Pat or Patsy or something or other. I don't know.
Well, her mouth was...
I know her dog...
She told you, right? Wasn't her mouth full?
What's that?
So wasn't her mouth full when she told you? If you take my meat.
Yeah.
And what's your name again?
Full of my junk.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Dude, if you saw this lady, that'd be the farthest thing from your fucking mind. Yeah. Funny thing is, dude, she comes out, right? And she's obviously been working on her yard or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she's wearing like a sports bra.
Yeah.
And a pair of shorts. And her tits are literally resting on her gut. Probably no need for a sports bra. She probably would have stayed up there just fine because this sports bra was not doing anything except probably soaking up stink.
There's no gray area when it comes to sports bras. Either you can rock one or you should never own one. I mean, it's either you get it or you don't, you know?
I like to put myself in the former category.
Yeah.
I rock a mean sports bra. Reebok, though. It has to be Reebok.
Oh, yeah, I like Under Armour.
You would, Under Armour. What a fucking... Why didn't we come up with Under Armour, dude? It's just like... Every kid that I know, right? I got lots of friends who have like sons and shit that play sports or whatever. They just got to have the fucking latest Under Armour shit.
Oh yeah.
I went to the sports store and here's the Under Armour shit, right? And it's $50 for a fucking t-shirt.
Sure.
Oh no, Rufus, you there?
Oh my God. I hit a button accidentally.
And then right next to it is the exact same thing without the Under Armour deal on it, and it's like $10.
It's a t-shirt, basically.
Right. What is so special about Under Armour?
I don't know.
It doesn't, will it keep your ribs from getting broken or getting shot?
It's compression. I think it's tight, so it compresses your muscles in some way. But, I mean, like most athletic gear, 90% of the people you see in it look like they're fans and not participants, if you know what I mean.
You know, I don't feel like I'm safe in something that wasn't made in a Indian sweatshop.
Me either.
What if you put Under Armour on and then, like, turned a gun on yourself and then tried to sue Under Armour saying, you know what, I thought that I was protected.
I want something made by somebody who will be executed if they don't make my shirt right, because that's a quality product.
I'll tell you what, don't ever buy your pants at Sam's then. If you ever done this, you go and buy, like, I bought this fucking pair of pants at Sam's, right? I'm like, fuck it, I'm here, it's a nice-looking pair of pants, whatever. I bought them. So then I go home and try them on, and they fit fucking perfect, dude. They're like the most excellent pair of pants in the world.
Really?
So what do? I go back and buy three more fucking pairs of the exact same pants.
They're all different.
I get home, and like 1 week at a time, I'm just like, they're nice pants. I don't wear them like every day. The other three pair of pants, not one of them fucking fit.
Of course not.
Not one of them fit right. Not even fucking close. Like, I couldn't even button them.
Dude, well, related to that, at Walmart here, whenever we first moved here, and even still, we're doing so much fucking work. Like, I ran out of pants that I could wear in public because they got so many dirt stains and grass stains. So we were at Walmart. Actually, the wife was. She brought them home, and she bought the Faded Glory brand or whatever. They're like $9 jeans. And she brought them home, and I looked at them, and I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, I'm not a snob, but I'm like, $9 jeans are not going to last. I still, they're covered in paint and shit, and they're still my favorite fucking pair of jeans. I absolutely love them. But I went back, and I bought three more pair of Faded Glory jeans, the exact same fucking, like, style or whatever. And you're right, everyone is fucking different. Like, some are, like, long, and I'm, like, tripping on them. Some are too short, but they're durable.
Same thing with shoes. Shoes are fucking like that. Dude, I'm telling you, one time I bought a pair of shoes. I didn't try both shoes on. So I get home and put the shoes on, and one shoe fits fine. The other one's like a fucking half size too small.
Did the numbers match, or did somebody else?
The numbers did. I actually checked the numbers at the store.
Did it still have that little wad of paper in the toe? Because that's happened to me before.
It did. They were that fresh. They were that fresh off the boat that they still had the wad of paper. They hadn't even been tried on by someone else yet.
Oh, no, what I mean is, did one not have it, but the other one did?
No, they both did. Dude, trust me, I always look for the fucking shoes that look like they've never even been tried on. I like to, when I open a box of shoes at Walmart, I like to hear it, like, unseal the vacuum from it. Like, to make sure that no one's fucking dirty ass sock diseased toenail foot has been inside of there.
Oh my God, dude. Oh Jesus Christ. The last time I bought shoes was at Walmart. And I don't know how you buy shoes, but these are like work fucking boots, right? I'm wearing them right now. And I went there, and I have my ones on that are like 6 years old, and they're beat to fucking shit. So I tried on the new boots, and I was like, man, these are fucking great. So I put the old boots in the box, and I just kept wearing the new ones. And when I went to check out, this lady opened up the box to make sure the boots are right, and it was my old boots that stunk like a fucking dead animal. And she just kind of did one of these. She's kind of jerked. Now she's like, did you get the, are these, what? She was confused as hell, and I was like, no, those are my old boots. I didn't think she'd open the box, dude, but she was really like, it's like she got punched in the face.
She like, so bad. Threw up.
Oh, they were horrible.
You'll probably see on the news later that they had to call fucking hazmat to come out because this lady was poisoned by your shoes.
Yeah.
Are you, they probably think you were supported by ISIS.
Well, she's definitely sterile. No, she's never having a child, poor girl.
I think the court ordered that. Did the court order you to do that to her?
Well, she is living in Waldron, Arkansas, and smokes about 14 packs of cigarettes a day like every other woman here. So, yeah, she's probably sterile anyway.
Dude, I saw the most disturbing thing on fucking cigarette smoking the other day. I don't even want to get into it. Cigarette smoking is so bad for you. I dare you to get on WebMD right now and look up any fucking disease. I don't care what it is, maybe even mental illness. It will say, yes, it's caused by tobacco, basically.
Yeah, and especially all that shit they put in tobacco. But
yeah, that's the deal. Tobacco's probably not even that bad for you. It's the 4,800 fucking chemicals. Literally, 4,800 extra chemicals in
right.
the fucking tobacco that
and
kills people.
What's the justification for that? I mean, has anybody ever said, yeah, it really helps in some way, but it's really to, like, get you hooked, right?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that nicotine naturally occurs in tobacco. Call us in if we're not right about that, 646-478-0616.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, you think, like, they would want to put the least amount of shit in there as possible so they don't have to pay for, like, can you imagine? There's 8,000 fucking barrels of 5,800 chemicals that we have to add to this tobacco. And we're not even sure why.
Well, I think isn't the controversy that they don't have to add it. They do it because it makes it more addictive. So you have to buy
it. Oh, is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I honestly assume that Dow Chemical had an overrun of fucking Agent Orange. And they just were like, nah, just put it in fucking cigarettes.
I love some Agent Orange.
They got their like, guy, we got some extra Agent Orange stock that we need to move. You guys got any fucking ideas for a B market? Why not cigarettes?
Put some Agent Orange between your cheek and gum.
Dude, with the right advertising campaign, like, say, maybe a Joe Camel-type character, put
right.
in some Agent Orange between your cheek and gum, I think you got yourself a winner.
Absolutely. Make a character, Agent Orange.
Yeah.
Make him all
cool. Oh, my God.
Cool.
That's perfect, dude.
It's like on a skateboard.
Yes.
Agent Orange.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he's wearing Under Armour.
I'm Agent to the extreme. Get some orange in you. You know, that kind of bullshit.
Get your orange on.
That's
what,
right.
Some kind of orangina?
Orange up now. Yeah, totally. We could have kids take an Agent Orange tomorrow.
Oh, my God. We could just sell it. We could just sell it in drinks.
We could.
Mixie cups.
That should be our service. We'll just take all your toxic waste and we'll market it to children and get rid of it.
We'll just make up the characters that kind of go with the name of the stuff.
That's right.
Just your sorrel, sorrel sulfate.
I'm dextrose, dude. Dextrose germbife. I don't know.
Let your teeth rot out.
Mm-hmm.
Teeth suck. Did you ever have your teeth just get in the way of your regular life?
Your teeth are for losers, man. Get extreme.
Dude, only babies have teeth.
That's right. Lose your baby teeth. Be a man. Gum it up.
Lose your man teeth and be a Superman.
That's right.
Is that what they call man teeth? Is man teeth correct?
I think. I have a full head of man teeth.
You do. You got a good looking set of man teeth. You know what? They don't. This is what sucks about losing your man teeth is it's like the meth people already have the corner marketed. On making your teeth fall out.
Yeah, that's true. damn. But we can market, we can commercialize meth. All you got to do is put a
rack. You know what? I don't think enough kids are even taking meth yet. How do we get into that market?
It's an untapped market. It's an untapped market.
Oh, I got it. The character. How about Mickey Meth?
Mickey Meth.
Mickey Meth. Hi, kids. It's Mickey Meth.
Holy shit.
There's Minnie. Minnie's turning tricks over there in the corner, kids.
She's not breathing. Let's slap her in the face.
I think Minnie OD'd on too many bindles of heroin, kids.
I'm Heroin Harry. What happened to Minnie Meth?
You know what? I was listening to Howard Stern. I can't remember if it was this morning or yesterday. That's kind of how my life is going right now. But James Taylor was on there, right?
Really?
Are you familiar with James Taylor at
Absolutely.
All?
Absolutely. D. James Taylor,
man, that
guy.
Yeah, he's got a fucking dark side.
Does he? I don't know.
Oh, my God. He was, like, so depressed as a teenager that his parents committed him.
Wow. That's good for
Yeah, it's all kinds of crazy stuff. He's got a fucking crazy story, man. And then, I mean, he got addicted to heroin by starting to shoot up with John Lennon. He was the first person signed to Apple Records.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a crazy fucking story. I'm not going to get into it. If people want to hear it, go to the Howard Stern show. He paid for James Taylor. Or, I don't know. How does that work? You just go on Howard Stern for free, probably, don't you, if you're famous?
Yeah.
I'm sure he was promoting something, but after he started talking about the – this is the sad part. I listened to, like, his whole childhood and his drug addiction years, and when they got time to start playing his music, I turned it off. Like, okay, had enough of that.
Well, that's what's the part. His music is so calm and almost like a children's 45 EP, you know?
Are you ready for this, dude? Every song he's ever written is about addiction in some way.
Really?
Yep.
Cool.
Here's a crazy story, dude. He ran into the guy who shot John Lennon in New York City like a couple hours before it happened. He was on a subway car. He heard he lived right next to where John Lennon lived in New York, and he heard the shots that killed John Lennon.
Really?
Yes. It's fucking insane. And he was talking to someone on the phone. And he told the person, it sounds like the cops shot somebody.
Ooh,
and
wow.
Then he's like sitting in his apartment probably shooting up or whatever. And they called him back and said, that was John Lennon you heard get shot right outside your apartment building.
Holy shit. Ooh, life's weird. And that guy probably asked him, like, how do you get to blah, blah, blah? And he's like, oh, yeah, over there.
He told him that he needed to get something to John or something.
Oh,
like, he needed to get something to John or... John needed something, or he had to get in touch with John for something.
Man.
Totally fucking wild. Small world, huh? Isn't that weird?
No shit. Especially in New York.
Yeah, exactly.
What are the fucking odds? It's almost orchestrated.
Well, I mean, so many people. Yeah, what are the odds that you hear your friend get shot down?
By the person you met on the subway who asked you where that friend was.
Yeah. He's like, obviously the guy was really agitated. He said he just was mumbling, like, he couldn't, you know, he's like, he had a crazy name for, I guess, in the early 80s in New York City, that part of town was just a fucking cesspool. You know, even though there was nice parts of it, that just people would walk around town just talking out of their fucking minds because they're all fucked up on drugs.
Well, Jesus, I saw that when I was in New York last year.
Like, you just learn not to listen to the people, you know what I mean? Just to tune them out.
Yeah. Not much has changed, I guess.
So, yeah, that's my story. Oh, wait, no, that's James Taylor's story. Never mind. It's way more interesting than mine.
There's a lot of parallels there. I mean, if the lady you confronted on horseback, like, goes out and kills somebody, that'll match James Taylor's story quite a bit.
But what if it's me? What if I'm John Lennon and you hear the shots?
Well, I'm pretty far away. Unless she kills you right now, that'd be great if she, like, murdered you live on air.
That'd be show material. You know what? I got the door locked to keep the cat from coming in, so I'm safe. Bring it in here. Come on, you fat bitch.
She'll kill the cat and then, like, scratch on the door so you think it's the cat. And then you'll open the door and they'll be like, fuck you.
You know what's weird is, speaking of cats and whatnot, remember when my cats were sick a couple weeks ago?
Yes, I do.
And then eventually, yes, two of them had to be put to sleep. I was thinking, I still think this, I was hoping that the cats would outlive me. I was just at that point where I'm like, they'll probably outlive me. You know what? Or maybe it'd just be easier if they outlived me.
Don't you always think that, though, about all your pets? Because, I mean,
yes.
However, I got to tell you, we had an incident this past week where I almost... our dog killed all of our chickens again. All of them. All
are
of
you?
Chickens.
I told you. I knew that we weren't going to keep him out of there. I knew it.
He busted.
Well, you said you wouldn't either. You said he'll dig under it.
Within 5 minutes, he killed all of them. And I was like, that's it. Get him the fuck out of here. We even put an ad on Craigslist with pictures and everything. But my wife, we had
this
responses.
Fucking dog, this chicken killer for sale. Get your chicken-killing dog here.
He's killed 12 chickens.
Right?
You get to know him because you got to keep
in
the chickens
chicken country.
In your house, you know? And they, like, jump up on you, and they're like, and then you let them out.
Put their relatives in a frying pan and eat them right in front of them.
Yeah, alive. Cool. If you really want
That's
a fun
cool.
night. But they've been in the coop. This batch have been in the coop for, like, 2 days with no problems. And
what's problems?
Then he busts in there and fucking kills all of them. So I was like, this dog is fucking out, you know?
Look, dude, I just want to tell you right now, that dog did the right thing. It's not fair for you to keep those chickens cooped up like that. He just set them free, man. He just set me free.
He set them free into heaven.
He did. And well, you know what? He thought he was doing the hard part. He thought that you guys were going to eat them. So he's like, I know that Rufus doesn't like killing things. I'm going to be the bigger... thing here, and I'm going to kill these chickens for Rufus.
Well, that is pretty
disturbing. He actually called them Cornish hens, so well, I think he's kind of in the right.
Well, what is a little frustrating is that it'd be different if he did eat them and killed them and was like, yum, chicken. But no, he just grabs them by the neck and kills them and just leaves them there. He's like, yeah, that was fun. Later. So that's...
And then he's like, let me wander up to the porch and eat some Walmart Old Roy cat or dog food.
Exactly.
Because I don't want to crunch bones or get messy.
Oh, no. But
like, I have the instinct. I killed it. Now I need to eat. But I will not eat it.
But he's been saved. The wife had...
He wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, he was going somewhere. He was out. I mean,
dude,
we had responses. We had responses. And they were like...
Really?
Yeah, well, he's a fucking dachshund. He's cute. He's adorable.
Can we take your wiener dog and feed him to our snake?
No. Actually, we had a lot of responses that were a little kind of weird. But my wife, like, conversed with one over, like, a period of 3 days. And we're like, okay, that's the one. We were going to drive 2 hours this weekend to introduce the dog to the house. I mean, it was a real fucking deal. And then...
What, though? Was it a real deal, or were you driving into a Craigslist scam?
Honestly, I don't give a shit. They could have taken
you. You might have been sold into white slavery. God, that'd be a great story.
Yeah. But long story short, we're giving the dog one more chance. We're giving the dog one more chance. But then that's
And are you going to buy more chicks?
Well, yeah, that's the other chance. Well, yeah, we're going to invest in more fucking chickens. But if he kills these...
Dude, what are you, fucking Tyson Farms over there?
Actually, we do have Tyson Farms here. That's pretty much the economy.
I know. I'm just saying that... shouldn't you just be able to go get a chick for free somewhere in fucking Arkansas or where you're at especially?
No.
Shouldn't you be handing them out?
You have to buy a minimum of 6. That's the minimum. You have to get 6.
What is that like called a... chicken's dozen or chicken's half dozen or something? A peck? Is that a peck?
It's a peck, yeah. It's a scratching peck.
6-peck.
The scratch peck.
So you are giving Louie another chance. Are you going to put this in the animated series?
Yeah. I just don't know what the end is yet.
You know, you have to tear out that one where you have his headstone and make up a whole new page.
Right. Well, I mean, I hope the end is we have chickens and we have a dog and not we have dead chickens and we don't have a dog because that.
Dude, I know that I know you've fallen on hard times. If you need me to send you egg money, I'm willing to do that. Is this a cry for egg money?
No, it's a cry for discipline. For my damn
good luck. The whole world is undisciplined, dude. The whole fucking world.
Yes, it is.
Computers and fucking internet has ruined the fucking world.
Has it ruined the world?
It
has ruined a lot of it.
It's ruined. You know what it did? It ruined the good part of the world. Let's just say that.
I think it's given too many idiots too much power, but it's helped people like you and me. Unfortunately, the people like you and me are in a swamp of fucking idiots who just run rampant over everything.
Guaranteed. That the whole world is just fucking idiots. We're just picking our way through. You know what? I had to start a radio show to not find a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
This is the only place where I don't trip over idiots all day long.
And apparently the radio show platform is run by idiots. I mean, it's kind of a catch-22.
There you go. Like you said, too many people, too stupid people with too much power.
Yes.
Because of, you know what? I saw a really disturbing thing. Did you watch Nova last night?
No. Why?
It was all about how carbon emissions are basically killing our ocean, which is eventually going to kill us. And by eventually, I mean in like the next 50 years.
Well, didn't they say that like 50 years ago?
No, I think they said it 10 years ago, but it was 62 years from now that would be happening.
I'm no climate change denier. I think it's pretty obvious it's happening, but the forecasts have always never, ever, ever come true. So I think it's more complicated.
You can say that, but now that we've got the machinery to prove and like the software and whatnot to prove that the damage is fucking happening, we've invented the technology to say, technology is fucking up everything.
Right. But that claim has been made before. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying anyone who puts a date on it that says this will happen in this many years, that many years will pass and that won't happen.
That was like an approximation. They're saying at this rate. I mean, who knows what would change, you know what I mean? Say that we do less carbon emissions in the near future, which we won't.
We won't.
But you can, even the Saudis know it's got a fucking time limit on it. So why do you think oil's fucking $60 a barrel right now?
Right. But that's
might as well get rid of it all while people are still fucking using it because they're trying to get around using it. So fuck it.
That's really my biggest fear about it because, I mean, I do think that we're kind of fucking shit up and the clock is ticking, but it's that lobby. There's so much fucking money invested there.
Oh yeah.
That, you know, Tesla aside, that's cool what Tesla's doing with all the batteries and we got electric cars and all this shit.
That's not really that good for the environment either.
It's got to be better, right? At least a little bit.
No, because disposing of the batteries is super fucking bad for the environment too.
We don't dispose of them. You recycle them and recharge them. But you can't do that with gas.
No. You can't recharge a battery that size. I mean, after a while, dude, the core of the battery is no longer good. Like your car battery. It's just a giant fucking car battery.
So what's the option? How are you going to get to work? Either gas or battery.
I'm not going to work, dude. I'm not going to work. I'm just going to be a meat sack in front of a computer with a fucking hand that is shaped like a mouse.
You know
with
what?
With a wireless input.
I read something really fucking cool. And it wasn't an article. It's like a whole fucking movement and a website that really kind of leads into this. And that is, and this won't happen, unfortunately, because of what we're talking about, which is like there's too much money in the hands of people that control oil and coal and energy, basically.
Right.
And this guy was saying, look, if we should strive for a utopian society, not a spiritual thing, but a real human utopian society, where everything is made and created that we need by robots. That would eliminate money because the robots would fix themselves and keep everything going. You would just go get whatever you fucking need, and then your life would be spent doing whatever the fuck you want. And that would, you know, you might appoint some people that kind of oversee things, but they would do that because they want to do that. And so, in other words, technology
China already tried that. China tried that, but with human beings.
Right. That's the problem.
And it worked out for a lot of people, but I think the argument there is that it'll never happen because no one can be on top. And they'll give you the old bullshit about human nature is to fucking dominate and blah, blah, blah. And that's all a bunch of bullshit. That is not human nature.
That's my point.
That's man's flaw.
That's my point. That's not human. I think human nature is to fucking just exist and be and think and create. And that's what this guy is saying. He's like, if we got to the point, well, I kind of, that's the underpinning, actually. Yeah.
Well, that's what I meant. That's what I meant by all those things, right?
That's not a line item. That's a heading. But
that's all of those things involve weed smoking by default.
But that's what that guy was saying. He's like, look, if we make robots that make robots and can make anything, then we should just be able to fucking chill the fuck out and just have whatever we need and spend the rest of our time being cool. And I'm making.
Now, did this guy like have drawings for a city and stuff like that? I may have seen this.
Yes, I think you must have seen it because, yeah, he did.
What was that on? I can't remember. But
have you
seen this thing that they have now, dude, that will print out a fucking 3D wall? Like a fucking wall. It will just fucking stamp out a wall.
I've seen a finished wall. I've seen a thing that will print out a house. Yeah.
Yeah. When you have that, I mean, really, we should have more time on our fucking hands. You know what goes into building a wall or
right.
a house? I don't know. Is it a lot? I mean, it seems like a lot, but the Mexican guy's sure to be do it pretty fast.
Well, they're kind of like robots.
Right. Think what you would do to the tortilla industry if your robot thing came true.
Tortillas for everyone, all the time.
No, dude, tortillas would no longer exist because Mexican people would no longer exist.
Oh, in your world. Oh, shut up. What are you talking about in my world?
Yeah, see, now you got me mad. Now I can't even get a fucking good plate of fucking rice and beans. Thanks a lot, Rubus.
Well, sure you can. A robot will make it. You can put
now I'm imagining myself 5 years in the future not eating. Now I'm not even eating authentic rice and beans, dude. Now it's like some fucking bullshit robot brand. Thank you.
Well, you've already eaten that, no matter where you go.
And you wonder why I just want to be a meat sack.
With the cayenne pepper.
With a tube of pre-digested food.
Yes.
I'm so lazy, I don't even want to digest my own food. Like a baby bird.
You get a reverse colostomy bag. Let's put some goo in it and squeeze it into your gut. Mmm.
Tasty. Good goo.
Good goo.
I mean, I guess if people can drink vodka out of their assholes, there's no reason you couldn't eat with your asshole, is there?
Let's just take an icing piping bag full of ground meat.
Can you imagine being one of these dipshits that fucking puts fucking booze up his asshole and then goes to a bar and some chick's like, hey, you want to have a drink? He's like, no, sorry. I just enemaed a fucking fifth of Remy Martin.
You know what? That sounds like a really good idea for like a trendy hipster bar. Is instead of like a hookah bar, it's like a big enema bar. You go, you sit down, and you get an enema.
I don't know if you saw this on Facebook or not, but it was like 13 things that define a hipster, right? Or like relevant in the hipster universe. And Pabst was one of them.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I thought to myself, I feel guilty now because I think we created hipsters, dude. It was like five other things on the list. I'm like, oh, no. That's what we were doing in the fucking early 90s,
mm-hmm.
and it somehow turned into hipsters. We created hipsters in our image, and they just aren't – they're just not real. It's like wearing Under Armour.
Well, all hipsters are just trying to be like – dudes
right.
like you and me from the late 80s, early 90s. I mean, that's what they try to do. So, yeah, they probably looked through the old internet archive and found a picture of us holding up Pabst in Roehampton.
I'm going to tell you one thing I never was going to do, and I want them to know that. I was not going to wear a knit hat in the middle of the fucking summer.
Or a scarf.
Right. Those are things I'm not willing to do ever.
Oh.
So if they are emulating us from the late 80s and early 90s, we weren't going to do that, right?
No.
You should have just kept emulating us instead of trying to create your own. That's what happens when idiots try to create their own. It's not good.
Well, here's the thing about you and me, and the ilk of people that we hang out with is we're artistic and creative, but we're still cool motherfucking dudes. We're not like snotty, snobbish, artistic fucking assholes like most hipsters. I mean, we can, on one hand,
poses.
Right, exactly. We, on the one hand, can create brilliant fucking music and come up with ingenious fucking thoughts, but on the other hand, we just want to fucking drink some beer and hang out. All the posers are like, oh, I must look this way and partake
right.
of this thing and just that way. And
enjoy this finely crafted beer made of the nicest clove and allspice deliciousness in my beer.
Yes.
Did I drink warm from a mug with my name carved in the bottom?
That's right.
Out of teak harvested from a tree on the Grand Island of Cyprus in the year 7 AD.
God damn, look at you go, man. I'm envious. That was...
Man, I was riffing.
Fuck. You should be like an improv dude. That was insane.
Yeah.
I would have hit a wall. Like, one sentence in, I would have been like, you just kept it going. That was good. Jesus.
That was the weed doing the talking. I wasn't even in control there, dude. That was all weed. That was 100% weed.
Well, how come why would I smoke weed? I just kind of zone out. You turn into like a fucking Einstein of wit.
Wow. Well, thank you. I'm blushing behind these big glasses down here. You can probably see me blushing in the top of my head where I'm bald. You know what's happening. You just, your face doesn't blush anymore. It's like your whole head turns into like this fucking red pimple.
It's like a Christmas ornament.
I got this buddy, dude, who, like, removed smoke weed. He's been smoking weed for, like, 35, at least 35 fucking years.
Yeah.
Right? Well, okay, probably 17 years. No, I mean, like, 30 years. And every time we smoke dope, dude, he starts coughing so fucking hard.
Really?
That you think he's going to have a stroke because he's like, and this fucking vein, he's got this vein in his forehead that, like, pops out like a fucking... it's got to be like a half inch. So much so that when you smoke weed with this guy, I'm going to call him Brian because that's his first name for real, that it's like a running joke about this vein in his fucking forehead.
Really?
It has like it's like its own thing. Ottaviani's vein.
Can you pluck it like a bass string and make a note? Boom, boom, boom.
Dude, you know what I'm waiting for? He's coughing so hard. I'm just waiting for it to, like, you see the line and just for it to go flat. And, like, his head just starts to swell up on the top.
You should, next time you take a big hit, just put your thumb on it real tight and see what happens.
He'd probably black out.
His eyes would pop out of his skull.
He'd probably black out.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going to try that. Let's see what happens.
You should do that. Get him on the show. We'll do it live on air.
Oh, my God. Check it out. I'm telling you, though. It just, he loves smoking pot, but it just, he looks so uncomfortable doing it. You're like, it can't be worth it. There's no way it's worth it.
Well, why is he caught? Does it just hit his throat in the wrong way, or is he not?
Dude, the guy smokes cigarettes, too. Been smoking cigarettes for 30 plus.
There you go.
But he doesn't cough while he's dragging on a cancer stick, only when he smokes weed.
Weird.
That's the cancer sticks trying to keep the good weed out.
It's the chemicals in that tobacco that's like soothing his throat. So he doesn't feel the scarring. That's what the chemicals.
You know what? I think we should boycott the term wacky tobacco because I don't even like weed being associated with tobacco in any sense of the fucking word.
I agree. I totally agree.
They probably put that out there as like what was that movie where Reefer Madness? Have you ever seen that?
I have. Isn't it just fucking ridiculous?
It is. Propaganda.
But how far did that set things back? I mean, that was a big deal back then, and people bought it.
Let's see. You're still feeling the effects of it today, so I would say pretty fucking far.
Yeah.
That's still what some people believe, sadly enough. Yet, if you want to get addicted to hydrocodone, we don't have any trouble with you doing that until your teeth fall out. I think everything's perpetrated by eventually having people's teeth fall out is like the goal of, like, the pharmaceutical industry.
They must be in a bracket with the dental industry.
No, or not. It's like, it's just a cruel joke.
Let's see how we can fuck with the dental industry. We'll get rid of everyone's teeth.
Yeah, it's a fucking all an effort to shut down the dental industry.
Wow.
I knew it. Uh-oh. Show's probably going to go black now that the Freemasons are on to us.
I can hear the black helicopters outside right now.
Uh-oh. Stick your dog on them. Get them, Louie.
Let's see, there's a chicken in a black tie.
So how's the weather? You said that the weather was crazy there. Are we still raining?
It rained a little bit today. The past 2 days were sunny. It's supposed to be raining every day for the next, like, week. The weather's been weird. It's like it's May, but yesterday we had to have the heaters on because it was cold. Today it was hot. I don't know. Goes back to global warming, I guess. Everything's just fucking jacked up everywhere. I mean, earthquakes, just fucking worldwide, weird weather. You know, I mean, shit's going down. No matter who you blame, it's pretty obvious.
Wait a minute. 2 minutes ago, you weren't a believer.
No,
I didn't care about the environment.
I didn't say that at all.
You know what? You were, like 5 minutes ago, dude, you were dumping batteries from Tesla on the bottom of the ocean thinking that coral reefs were going to grow on them.
Why wouldn't they? And they would have lights. And energy.
Oh, my God. It'd be a wonderland. You're right. I've been thinking about it so wrong. It would be a fucking delicious wonderland.
It's obvious that shit's fucked up. I'm just saying our history of predicting exactly when shit's going to go down is incredibly fucking bad.
But I'm saying that it's improving.
I guess. Is it? I don't fucking know. We won't know.
Well, see, that's the deal. It is improving because they took these samples like 10 years ago. And then measured, you know, the damage that's happening now, and it was almost exactly how they predicted it was going to happen, to a T.
Well, how convenient.
How convenient for them and their propaganda. We all know the Earth is fine.
I'm not saying the Earth is fine, but I'm saying every prediction that's ever been made has always been fucking wrong, so why should we think any prediction now is going to be... I'm, in terms of timeline, not consequence... In timeline.
You're reminding me of now the little nematode at the bottom of the ocean, living in the highly alkinated water, going, I don't care if my shell is thin. I'll be fine. I'll survive. And guess what? He doesn't. He doesn't live, Rufus. He perishes.
I'm the nematode.
Three little pigs. Right?
I'm the nematode who says, woe is me. I'm not going to survive, and then 50 years later, I'm like, oh, it looks like I'm doing okay, even though shit's obviously still getting worse, but I can make it another 50 years, maybe.
You know, and Rufus, I want you to be that nematode. I do. I really want that for you.
I'd love to be a nematode.
Those are lofty ambitions, sir.
A spirochete. Could be a spirochete. As long as I get to tunnel into somebody's intestines and make them sick, I'd love to do that.
See, but you don't. That's the sad part. You just get eaten by a giant. You get eaten by a giant whale and crapped out.
That sounds. Isn't that a ride at SeaWorld?
You know what? Yes. You get eaten whole by Shamu and then made into a log and your picture taken in the shape of his turds.
It's called a Shamu's buffet.
I think I got that on a poo-poo platter one time at the local Taiwanese restaurant.
They call it shampoo with two O's.
Wait a minute. I call it Prel.
Krill?
Oh, nicely done.
Oh, man.
I hope one listener out there understood that, for Christ's sake.
I don't know, dude. I'm just trying to live up to that fucking crazy improv thing you did earlier. That really blew my mind wide open.
Okay. See, luckily you're drunk or hot.
Well, you know what? Luckily you are, too. Thank you, because that was fucking awesome.
Hey, I didn't, like I said, I'm not taking any credit for that. I'm actually crediting that to Lemon Haze crossed with some Granddaddy Perp that I'm just fucking digging smoking lately.
Wow, cool. I've been blending up the stuff you got me. So, like, everything I do is, like, a totally different experience, but worth it.
Dude, sometimes just smoke the good shit by itself. You don't really need that much. Like, one hit of the good shit will fucking get you going for a while.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I've been afraid to do that because I'm like, I don't want to go through it. So I've been like taking the normal stuff and kind of mixing in little bits and pieces from the good stuff. But that makes sense.
That does make sense.
But what you said makes sense too.
But
If I'm
but you have to enjoy that super high of the. You know what I'm going to tell you right now? Stop mixing it, dude. Just smoke the good shit once in a while and just the regular shit whenever. Because the regular shit will get you fairly high. Still,
okay. So recommend.
It's mostly sativa.
I'm still a novice here. So describe to me the different, like, effects or whatever I can expect. If I do it unmixed in its pure form, I think I've got the OG Kush. I've got Girl Scout Kush.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah.
I've got some
other
I got some other kind of Kush too, Golden Kush. I don't know.
Royal Kush.
Royal,
I do believe.
Yeah, that's it. So between those three, like, what are the effects I can expect? Which one fits best for a wedding refusal versus just
anything? Anything with Kush in its name?
Yes.
Is more like a chill out fucking weed. It'll get you cerebrally high, but it'll give you a fucking you'll be like mellow. You know what I mean? You're good to watch a movie or write some tunes or something.
Man.
Now, the Girl Scout cookies is a sativa hybrid, and it's my personal fucking favorite. I can tell you that right now. That's why I sent it to you.
Interesting.
And that's like a fucking take one hit and like want to fucking build your fence or fucking clean out your fucking pasture.
Really?
You know what I mean? It's just, yeah. You're just like, you know what? That shit's got to get done. I'm going to fucking take a big fucking rip of the Girl Scout cookies, and I'm just going to fucking do it, and then it's going to be done. I'm going to have done a better job because I'm just know I'm fucking doing it, and I'm in the moment right now. You know what I mean? And you'll look back an hour later and go, fuck, dude, how did I get all that fucking done?
Dude, it is so funny you say that because the first time I had that stuff, which is recently, I mixed it with some of the Kush
right.
and the other stuff, and it was so such a weird sensation because – on one hand, I was like, well, I want to chill out. But on the other hand, I was like hyped and like wanted to do something. It was like this weird oddball bounce
dude, I was
back and
to
forth.
Tell you, it doesn't really make any sense to like mix the Kush probably with the Girl Scout cookies while because of you just have such a limited amount. Does that make sense?
Right, right. And the sensation was just – it was in between exactly what you said about either one, and it was confusing. Not that it wasn't enjoyable.
Right, yeah.
But
that usually gives you heart palpitations.
Well, I got those all the time.
No, I'm kidding. It won't.
I
do that a lot, but
one working
you have a limited supply until you get grounded there in Arkansas, I would keep them separate. But, you know, really, to get stuff done, the cheap stuff, the regular weed,
mm-hmm.
That's good for smoking by itself and just to get shit done. Like,
cool.
Not super hardcore. I mean, you won't go with Girl Scout cookies, like, re-fucking design your pasture and build it in, like, 4 hours. But, you know, you won't mind painting a fence or something.
Painting a fence. All right, well, I got to take a leak, so let's end the show. I'm being, like, bad.
Oh, damn, dude.
Like, it's a medical condition. I'm approaching. I'm gonna have to call 911 and have them come with a mason jar.
Can't get you to come back to the show, spin a tune, come back, finish it up, finish up the full hour and a half.
Spin a tune now, and I'll go take a leak.
You've got the tune control.
All right. What do you want to hear?
I'll have a menu, please.
That's right.
I'll take a menu, please. Sorry, I butchered that.
All right, here it comes.
All right. I take a menu, please.
Fried eggs and ham, bitch.
Classic.
I like it. Slap it on a plate with my teeth. I bite it. I suck it in my gut. Metabolize it. Do it like the Donner Party. Cannibalize it. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch. Full of protein. Trying to take my plate. Ha! You see me get me? Snap your neck. And leave you in a ditch. Now I'm going back for seconds because I need my fix of fried eggs and ham coming from the farmland where they got the fat beans and the chickens on hand. Take a chicken egg, hold it up to the light. If you see a little chicken side, you know it ain't right for breakfast. Omelet or a quiche, you be chomping chicken bones, chicken feathers, and a beak. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch, better than the weed. Might not get you high, but your belly it will feed if you're hungry. You need a hearty meal, yo. Fried eggs and ham, bitch, is the real deal.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs. succulent, scoring culinary points like an idiot blunt to my taste buds. Saliva flowing, my stomach knowing, I'm sick of these sewing them. Right next to me, a bitch, it does a body good. I be tracking it down everywhere like a member, but I do it for a face style. I'm a breakfast food of files, stacking up the plates like I'm Julia Child. I eat it on the East Coast, eat it on the West Coast. I have it down south with a biscuit or on toast. Fried eggs and ham, bitch.
Some tasty fried eggs and ham. Give me a little impromptu. Fried eggs and ham. Fried eggs and ham.
Fried eggs and ham.
My favorite part of the whole song is where you do like the scratching sound with the fried eggs. And can you give that the part I want to hear?
It's the fried eggs and ham.
Yes, nicely done. He's the real deal. He's the real deal.
I'm the real deal. It's my bad.
Tell you know what? Explain to me why we're not making a reality show about ourselves selling our fucking super kick-ass tunes to Kid Rock. Why are we not doing that? What is stopping us from doing that?
I think it's because we intimidate Kid Rock.
I don't think we do. I think he wants to collectively blow us.
Wow, that'd be weird.
I never should have said that. Now we'll never land a deal with Kid Rock. Kid Rock, I was just kidding. You know, he understands funny stuff. Dude, I'm high, dude. I'm blake. See, now the Lemon Haze Granddaddy Perp hybrid has to take the blame for making me say stupid shit.
So what is that?
Stupid stuff.
Explain the Lemon Haze. You explain the stuff I have. I don't have the Lemon Haze.
Oh.
What's that all about?
It's just most of your haze strains are mostly sativa dominant, which a sativa high is like a high that gets you up and like doing stuff, right? So that Girl Scout cookies is a sativa dominant strain. And it's a Royal Kush might be too. You know what? All you need to do is do this, dude. Go to www.leaffly.com and put in anything you want.
Leaffly.
Or Leafly. I'm not sure if you say Leafly or Leaffly.
Is it L-Y?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Yes.
Uh-oh. This is weird. I think I typed it in wrong.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, you're on the watch list now.
Do they talk about weed with naked Korean boys?
No, they don't do that.
Oh.
They do talk about weed.
Well, they found the site that I want.
It's mostly not young boys, but people in wheelchairs.
Marijuana Born. Dispensary and strain reviews. Wow.
There you go. So look up Girl Scout cookies for your bad self.
You're right. Is that Leafly or Leafly? It's hard to tell.
I don't know.
That's
I don't know.
With a lot of website names. You never really fucking know.
Especially one that doesn't have like a commercial on TV.
Right.
Leafly! there. I just did their. I got their whole fucking campaign done for them in one fucking note.
Here we go. I got. Whoa. Here we go. Bang Girl Scout cookies. Platinum Girl Scout cookies. Girl Scout cookies. Just plain.
You just want Girl Scout cookies.
Thin mint.
Dude, let me tell you what. You know, we've got some plants growing since I live in Colorado, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I am growing currently a super ice scraper. I'll send you some pictures. Rufus, you got to do this. It's so easy. And okay. I knew it was easy before, but this is so fucking easy nowadays. And I'm going to make my own strain. Are you ready for this? I'm
Uh-oh.
Going to dub it Frankenstrain.
I can't believe that hasn't been done yet. I wish you
Me
hadn't
neither.
Said that. No, somebody's going to steal it. Frankenstrain.
No, they can't. Now I came up with it live on the show. But, dude, it's going to be the super ice grapefruit crossed with the Girl Scout cookies.
Wow.
It's going to be some fucking potent shit, but it's going to make you want to, like, do brain surgery or build a computer chip out of a beaver's tooth.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hang on. Build a computer chip out of a beaver's tooth. I think that's the best-selling line ever. That really kind of sums up what you're getting at. It'll make
you
to build a
computer
chip. Well,
that's what the Frankenstrain is going to do to you. That's Frankenstrain.
Wow. It'll make you want to build a computer chip out of a beaver's tooth.
Ooh, it happens.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it does. Hey, a piece of silicon board is no different than a fucking beaver's tooth.
That's
even harder to come by.
We should start slaughtering beavers across the land.
Well, you know what? I was having a discussion with my wife the other day.
Uh-huh.
Where are beavers? Where do beavers mainly live? She's like, beavers are like squirrels. They're all over the place. And I'm like, no fucking way. No. I've never seen, like, a beaver.
I've never seen a beaver. Has she seen a beaver? I mean, can she say, yeah, I saw a beaver?
I think she saw tons of them when she was a flight attendant. She saw tons of beavers, she said.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute.
I've never...
I said, when is the last time you saw a beaver? Because she was talking about this pile of sticks in a pond by where we live. And maybe it is a beaver. Maybe I didn't know. But she's like, they're all over the place. But I'm like, no, she doesn't know that. She's from New Jersey.
She's watched too many cartoons.
Yeah, she thinks that beavers are cute and funny when they're scary.
I don't think they exist. I mean, now that you mentioned, I've never, ever seen a fucking beaver. Never.
You know what? I saw a special on beavers, so I'm pretty sure they exist. But it was pretty interesting, and it was kind of sad because...
Was it Special Beavers 4? That's my favorite DVD.
Beavers mate for life, dude. Beavers, like, live in families, and they mate for life.
Really?
And they, like, have kids. That, like, it's weird, dude. They, like, what they'll do is carve out a section of, like, a pond or, a swampy area.
Yeah.
And they'll build out, right, from their nests for their kids to live
what?
In. Yes, dude, I'm telling you. I was like, man, beavers are actually pretty fucking cool. And, well, like, if one beaver gets sick, the other beavers know, and they try to pick up the slack as far as doing the work and shit goes. It's pretty
wow.
fucking amazing stuff.
Sounds like that family from the Duck Commander show. They're always looking out for each other.
Oh, my God, yeah, they look like beavers, kind of.
Yeah.
They've got their share of demons, I'm sure.
I'm sure they do.
Bye. Or wait, the old man was a drunk, right? I mean, they let it all out there on the fucking TV show.
Did they really?
How else
would
you get rich? What sucks is I could probably never be super famous, dude, because I have a pretty boring backstory.
And you can't make anything that sounds like a duck.
Quack.
There you go, billionaire.
Billionaire, dude. Just you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to sell that as an app that people can play my quack on their phone, and it will fucking call birds better than any fucking bullshit piece of wood, and it'll save trees too.
That's what I don't really get about their business model and how it sustains itself. It's because once you make something that sounds like a duck's not going to change. How do you improve on that and keep it going? I mean, what? How are they fucking successful?
You put your face on a fucking garbage can that they sell at Target. That's how you do it, dude. You fucking eat your own brand of toilet paper.
Dude,
that's how you grow your brand.
I tell you what, here in little old Walton,
Butt Commander
Arkansas,
toilet paper.
There is Duck Commander shit all over the place. And I, you know how the people put on their back windshields the little stick figures of like,
yeah.
I've seen the stick figures that look like the Duck Commander fucking people.
Dude, I dare you to make a stick figure that is a fucking guy holding a machete, holding a little kid's head. And put it on the back of your car.
That would sell in a heartbeat. Not here.
Dude, I bet that, you know it would
absolutely
sell.
Absolutely.
You know that fucking thing would sell.
Absolutely. And then next to them, just have, instead of like individual kids, just have like a pile of fucking bodies with no head.
Or just a bunch of little headstones.
Yeah. Ooh. Good. Very good.
And then we'll make like an anti-abortion one just like that.
Yes. That's right.
Gee. What's going on?
I don't know.
What's
that? Oh. My kids want some. What?
Uh-oh.
Daddy is calling your phone.
Who's calling my phone? Well, I don't know either. Nobody calls me that I want to talk to. Do you have my phone?
No.
Well, if you don't have my phone, what are we talking about? Apparently somebody's calling on my
phone.
Phone
drama. I'm like you, dude. I hate it when my phone rings. That's like the worst fucking sound in the world to me is my phone ringing.
I have a call block app that I can add numbers to that just, they don't ring when they call me. Everyone is added to it. Everyone, even friends and family. They're all added
Thank
to
you
it.
Very much. Don't I'm glad I made the list of people not to call you, but are desperately trying to reach you for something important.
I'll take text messages. Even my cardiologist blocked.
I don't know if you've even noticed that I have been emailing you lately. I have not text messaged you.
I don't have an email from you. What are you talking about? Let's check this out.
I sent a couple emails. Did I not?
Let's see. Let me search for Don Lemma.
Search for dickhead. Hey, dude, let me do this with my phone real quick. Can I take a picture of your face on Skype to use as your face thing on my phone? So if you ever do call my phone, this picture will come up of you on Skype right here live on the show.
If you think,
ready?
Yeah, do it.
Smile. Oh, yeah. Nice smile. Tolkienstein.
That's my family picture smile.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
It actually pisses off my wife. Seriously, every time she says smile for a picture, I'm like.
You know what? When my wife says smile for the picture, I just go get drunk and just decide not to be in the picture.
I just slap a camera out of her hand.
Like, I don't smile.
That
Give
makes
me another beer. God damn it.
The only thing that makes me smile is punching you in the neck.
You know, unfortunately, I'm afraid of my wife. It's not that I would think she could beat me up. I just know that she could nag me to death.
Nag you to death. Jesus Christ.
I'm going back. That's going way back. That's like George Burns style right there.
That is George Burns style.
You know what I watched the other night, dude? I don't know if you've have you ever seen Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
No, I thought it was just an album. It's actually a thing to watch.
No, dude. That's a movie. And it's the strangest fucking movie you have ever seen in your fucking you're like, why is this movie, who would ever think of this fucking plot twist? It's fucking insane.
Well, is
Peter Frampton is the star. The Bee Gees are like his backup band. It's fucking insanity, dude.
Wait a minute. I thought that was a Beatles album. What are they doing on it?
If the songs are written by the Beatles and none of them are performed by the Beatles. They're all performed by other bands doing the Beatles. It's the fucking craziest. It makes no sense, dude. It makes you, even if you're not on drugs, even though I was, I'm pretty sure if I wasn't on drugs, I would have felt like I was.
I'm already thoroughly confused by the whole situation.
You have to fucking. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I saw it was coming on. It was Friday night. I'm like, never seen it. You know, never. I've heard about it a million times. I'm gonna fucking watch this thing. And my mind was blown. And I'm not even sure it was like a good way or a bad way. It just was really fucking weird to the point where I was thinking to myself, why would they fucking make this movie? How does this make, this is just like, Beatles are too much money.
You know it's a good movie when you think, why would they make this movie?
But I watched it. I watched it. That's what counts. I wasted 2 hours of my life.
Wow.
So it might be 2.5 hours.
Jeez, 4 a.m. you stayed up till watching this.
Oh, yeah.
What time did you get
dedicated,
up the next day?
Like 9 o'clock, I had to go to a soccer game.
Jesus. Look,
then out to breakfast.
Fucking dynamite.
Then back home for a 3.5 hour nap in the middle of the afternoon.
Man. I've been in bed by like 9:30.
A sneak away nap. Where I just like disappeared.
I'm going to go get something out of the car. Gone.
Exactly. I'm going to get in the trunk.
That's right. I got some work to do. I'll be in the office.
Yeah. When I want to sleep during the weekends, I say I have to work to do. Yeah. And I just go to work and sleep at my office.
Just like when you're at work.
Right. Exactly. Except I'm well, no, I guess I'm drunk on both occasions too. Roof, it's been a great show, bud. Good work. Good work on this one.
It has.
You were going to. And I don't want to say that Skype did not let us down or Blog Talk Radio so far.
No. I mean,
we should spin another tune.
We should.
Just because they were fucking tearing it up. Let's give them what they want. Give them another tune.
What are we talking
about? Let's do them Beer's Food.
Ah, we're on
Beer's
the same
food.
Page.
Then we'll bring it down and end the show with Internet Love Song. What do you think?
Woo, sounds good.
Sounds like they're in for an ear treat. An ear fucking. A good old fashioned ear fucking.
That's right. Thick in the ear, bitch.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching. Open them all to murk. Spend all day sweet sandies at the local sub shop. They got the only thing that gets me through it is a whole. Yeah.
Yep, forgive me. You know what's amazing, dude? That beautiful song was written just basically out of thin air.
Yeah.
How ingenious. I mean, it makes that to me like says, okay, the world is a fucking all right place to let something so brilliant happen.
I think it does flow pretty easily. It's like, I don't know. I'm proud of us for that one. For sure.
You know, there's, yeah. We got to do, in the words of the song, we got to get the show back on the road,
yeah,
so to speak. To quote a line from our own song. What are you doing there?
Oh, what? Not,
looked
not
like you were messing with some weed or something.
I was scratching my belly. It itches.
Were you really? You were pretty content, that's for sure. Content is the word I would use there.
No, I'm using some fine Bud Buddy products right here.
Oh, there you go. See, why wouldn't you let us know?
I'm putting them to the test. I am. And you know what? They're passing every test right now.
That's right, dude. That's the deluxe five-piece grinder that comes in the Cannabis Containment Kit. Find it on 420ProxUSA.com or BudBuddy.me. Coming soon. We're going to have the whole kit up there. God, I got to fucking get on that shit, dude. I got to get that show back on the road. There's a lot of money to be made there. What the fuck? I got the label done. All I need to do is fucking finish the order.
That label looks fucking awesome, buddy.
How's your kit, Hand? Tell us a little bit about what's your favorite part about the Bud Buddy Cannabis Containment Kit, Rufus?
I got to say, it's probably this grinder because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And this makes it easy. Any fucking idiot just makes some grade A fucking bullshit ready to rock and roll.
Here's something you probably didn't notice. Did you notice that on the top and the bottom of the grinder, you can actually pop the top off?
I did, but not until like my fifth time. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, it's
you don't really need to
device.
Because you've got the Bud Buddy. I like to say that's an additional two stash smart technologies with the Bud Buddy system there that you get in the kit.
Yes, it's quite a device. And I have to say that the I can't reach it from here, but I'm about to use it. Is the rolling device?
Yes,
quite handy. Quite handy.
Now we're using Raw brand products for the rolling machine. It comes with an extra mat and a package of 50 leaves, raw organic papers.
Really?
Raw organic. Yes, the brand name and papers for smoking marijuana.
I did not know, but holy shit, the tool itself is just ridiculously handy.
So I knew you were doing something, dude. The way you were muddling and messing about, I knew that you had gotten yourself into the marijuana balls.
Muddling and messing about.
You know what? That's probably a takeaway from me watching Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Really?
I think it's about the only place you're ever going to hear muddling.
I meant to tell you, I don't have the Royal Kush. I have the Bubba Kush.
Another personal favorite.
What's that all about?
Man, that stuff.
Give me the rundown on that.
That's a hybrid. You know what, dude? I don't have to. I'm going to let Leafly explain that to you so you can really get into the intricacy.
Excellent.
People put their experiences on there, too, how it makes them feel and shit. There's like reviews.
Fuck yeah, cool.
But you know what? My favorite thing about the Bubba Kush was, man, that stuff was tasty. It has a really good flavor.
Really?
I mean, it gets you high as fuck, too, but it really tastes good. Yeah, I was a big fan of it. I haven't had that in a while.
I'm just grinding up the OG right now just because it's what I saw whenever I opened the thing.
That's the OG is Snoop Dogg's favorite, just so you know.
Really?
Yes, it is.
All right.
You smoke the shit out of some OG, G.
I guess I'll be busting out some rhymes in a few minutes.
I bet you. Well, dude, you already did. Maybe another verse for fried eggs and ham.
Yeah. I bet he would like to do a verse on that. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God, dude. Why are we not doing that? We should do that.
Can you imagine Snoop Dogg
would
doing a verse on fried
eggs? We should be like, maybe we just don't start so high as Snoop Dogg. We start off by like asking like Bobby Brown or somebody or like some washed up guy.
I don't know.
Way back, and we'll just work our way up to like Snoop.
What I like about guys like Snoop Dogg and even Kid Rock is they're like our age. They're contemporaries. They're our age.
Right.
So it's not
yes,
like we're some young stupid idiots coming up there being like, "Hey, Mr. Snoop,
Zach, we've lived just as much life as they have, dude. We can relate to them on a lot of different levels.
It's a level playing field. We're just coming to them as men, not as, like, superstars. We're like, look, we know you'll dig this, so just give me a call.
Dude, exactly. It's Zig Zag and Rufus. Give us a call when you get a chance. We got a great fucking idea for you, Stu. You're going to love it. Ooh. He'd be like, OG motherfucker. Smoke the kind. I don't even know what Snoop sounds like.
Well, don't say that.
That close?
You were close.
All right. I love Snoop too, dude. I do love Snoop. I got respect for Snoop.
I do too.
I mean, I'm not bullshitting. I'm dead serious. He's fucking pretty legit in my book. So is Kid Rock in his own way.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think they're buddies.
Why wouldn't they be? Why? I mean, what's not to do? You could, like, hang out on each other's yachts and shit and fuck strippers and shit together. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. I want to hang out.
That's the Hyper Sloth lifestyle, man.
It's all chill. All chill on the OG.
Unfortunately, the Hyper Sloth strippers right now, they're wearing sports bras even though their boobs rest on their guts.
Yes, they are.
We need to upgrade with the sloth.
You know what, though? I find that chicks whose boobs rest on their guts just try a little bit harder than other chicks.
They do excel at certain things. And don't complain as much.
By extra harder, I mean eat lots of extra french fries and tater chips.
That's right. There's nothing like getting a BJ with a mouthful of fries.
A McBJ. That's what I call that.
I call that a Happy Meal.
Oh, my God. Complete. With a small fry.
That's right. I just squirt a packet of mustard on my penis, and she goes after it.
It's one of those little, tiny, pointy, crunchy fries.
Oh, mine's the long, greasy, limp one you find behind the seat of your car.
Well, but unfortunately, I'm trying to figure out why yours is all brown, too. It's just brown on a few spots.
Mine's more of an onion ring, which is weird.
We should do a venereal disease or, like, parallels to french fries to cocks and, like, have one with venereal disease, like that french fry that has, like, the black thing on the end. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yes. Dude, that would be a great infographic. That infographic.
That's what I mean.
I could see that on Mashable and, like, going insane over the internet.
Get Haji on that if you get a chance.
Haji, yeah, sure. When he's not busy doing.
Hey, I watched trying to find Johnny Quest, dude. There's Haji's over there waiting for us to hire him.
I don't know what that has to do with Johnny Quest because I've never seen Johnny Quest.
You have not? His friend's name was Haji.
Oh, wow.
He wore a turban, so he was legit. He wore a turban.
Legit.
Which is like a burqa for a man.
It's like a burqa for a man. I thought it was like a baseball cap for a less.
Why? I mean, riddle me this, Rufus. Riddle me, Rufus. Why in the fuck, if you lived in a place that's so fucking hot like that, would you decide to wear some giant fucking thing on your head that's going to, like, keep all the heat in on you?
I don't know. And they wear, like, pajamas and slipcovers all the time, too, which seems kind of hot. What, wear fucking shorts and sandals. Well, I guess they wear sandals. But wear a fucking wife beater and some shorts, not a goddamn fucking, like, slipcover for a...
Not a robe.
Not a robe. Yeah, it's hot in the desert. Let's put on a fucking robe.
Dude, I saw... Here's something disturbing about the tobacco industry. Wrap
some blankets around your
head. Yes. I saw this thing where they were... The tobacco industry, you know, people were like, of course the tobacco industry is concerned because smoking's down or whatever, like, among American teenagers and shit.
Sure.
And the guy came out on their conference call for, like, you know, for the stock market and was like, no, we're not worried at all because we find that, first of all, we're doing really good with the e-cigarettes, but... Smoking in third world countries is on the rise.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so they're like not even fucking sweating that people in America, they're like, no, the civilized world is changing and everybody is fucking smoking.
Yeah. I mean, in third world, okay, cigarettes are horrible. They suck. But if you live in a third world country, if a cigarette makes you happy, you can have a fucking cigarette
like
because you're
dinner.
Struggling.
Like
exactly.
A steak dinner that kills you.
I mean, good Lord. If, you know, you're spending
your
life
lose?
Dodging bullets and hoping the water you drink doesn't kill you, at least you can have a cigarette.
enjoy this fucking, enjoy these 4,800 unknown chemicals.
Exactly.
You've earned it. But a third world bastard. You give us your 2 rupees and here, have a cigarette. We're doing you a favor.
I can have 4,800 chemicals or 20. Hey, 4,800, that's a big number. I'll take it.
Yeah. You can get water anywhere. Surrounded by filthy water.
I'll sweat out the water and it'll be full of nicotine.
There you go. That's probably a whole market for that.
Nicotine sweat. Ooh.
Good stuff. Just a pinch between your cheek and gum.
You could probably sell, like, used panties that are stained with nicotine sweat.
There's probably a site already.
I wish
you were the one that came up with that, but it's highly unlikely.
That's true. I would start wearing panties and smoking if I could make money at it.
You should try. Be the first guy to open up. It'd be boutique site.
Yeah, I'll do it here in Waldron, Arkansas. I'll just set up a booth.
Put your Wix theme on it.
All right, I got to go.
Rufus.
Good Lord.
All right.
Us.
Play us out. Play us out with ILS. Can you do that at least?
Can you
give them that? Can you? We give and we give. Let's just give them everything we got on this fucking show, buddy. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Here's the money shot for you.
Here's the money. This is the song that started it all. So enjoy it. Have another eargasm.
Ooh, eargasm. Wow.
I did it. I just, oh my God, I gotta change my headphones. I just had an eargasm.
Man, that's a great groove, dude. I forget how awesome the groove is.
I forget how awesome the caller calls are. Until I mow the yard, checking out on my headphones. But you will dove, tapping so fast, my fingers are fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber rod wire.
Oh, yeah. I spy a little honey with a red hot font. I could tell by how she types exactly what she wants. I go to make her mind with a smooth point and click. Pretty soon she'll be on my digital.
Surfing the net on a mission in love. Checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
My keyboard with my custom-made golden spike ears on, transmitting the groove. I'd send her a picture
of
me.
That's my impression of every rock fan who hears a rock song on the radio.
Of course she does.
You did it well. You did it well. I thought you were Neil Peart.
I dropped the bass. That's right.
Sounds like a Billy Goat.
Huh?
This is the man, turn it up. I remember you doing this in Roehampton.
There you
go. Right up. Right in front of this entertainment center.
Wow. I guess I had a wah-wah pedal back then.
No, you were borrowing mine.
Oh, so I had a wah-wah pedal back then.
I still have it. I still have that one. It's famous now.
Wow.
Touch it.
Surfing the net on a mission of love. Checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire.
Go back to
sending
on
out the goods
radio
through a fiber optic wire.
Yeah.
We were getting feedback.
I got emails. I get emails from that service
take
every now and then. They're like, "Where are you at?"
Are you really?
Yeah. They're automated. I haven't uploaded that anywhere. It's not even for sale. I need to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Let's put it on that site. I'll buy it.
Checking out chat rooms for a
But you will dub, typing so fast, my fingers on fire, sending out the goods to a fiber of fire.
Yeah.
My fingers are smoking as I open up her mouth.
Awesome, dude.
Oh,
still
my
so
fingers
relevant.
Are smoking.
Relevant. This is
and I upload my goods.
Upload my goods.
Now it's just you uploading a picture of yourself jacking off. You can literally do it now.
Yes, you can.
Been a wild ride, big man.
It has been a wild ride,
Rufus. This show and the 20 years prior sure has been fun, has it not?
Don't use past tense.
No, I'm not. I'm not using past tense. I'm saying, dude, the future is yet to come. It's got to be even greater and grander, like every processive Hypersloth Happy Hour show.
This is true. How could it not be?
So you can play us out with the stinger. Play us out with that awesome stinger. And we're going to say, hey, feel sorry for the people next week. You don't get to listen to us for 5 days. That's got to be awesome. Ayo!
Woohoo!